go too far for private power or one way, but I'm sure it's for both of them, and congratulate the California delegation. Say it's a matter that we've been deeply interested in. We've conferred with them several times about it. We've conferred with Governor Brown several times about it. We've conferred with Interior several times, so I'm in there.
Yeah, well, the main thing here, of course, is that you asked the Interior Department, the Budget Bureau, to confer, get together with members of the California delegation, representatives of the governors in the affected states, and representatives of private and public utility companies, to work out these modifications of the proposal that's being presented today. And that this proposal represents the largest such plan that's ever been agreed upon in this country, that it's full and complete cooperation between federal, between public and private power companies, between governments at all levels, and that it it signals a new era of cooperation between private power and public power, working in partnership, and also it means that we're solving the problem of getting power from areas of surplus to areas of shortage.
All right, now George, tell John Cawley that the 1500, I sure have a problem on this background. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I guess if I have to, I have to, because they're going to support me.
Yeah, and he's an awful good friend, too.
Well, I've got to have some besides the press. Tell him to come on in.
Right, now one other thing, sir. I just got the nomination papers in Jim Greenfield.
Yeah, that's okay.
That's okay?
Yeah.
Okay, sir.
Although I guess they'll announce it up there. I sure don't want to build it up because it stirs up opposition.
I know, but...
They pay you to announce it, although I guess you have to do it. But if you don't get anything out of it, you get a lot of trouble.
Yeah, but it's a presidential appointment. It'd look peculiar if we didn't announce it.
Okay.
You bet, sir.